If I wanted to deliver a lecture, I could call this a lecture about the different varying aspects of actions. Actions can be viewed and actions can be effective in different ways. So just really it's like a contrast of different ramifications of actions and different ways that the Torah looks at a person's actions and accomplishments that can be done through actions. That's really just the contrast between these two Ralbags over here, and just bear with me. Let's look at the second one first. L'chol nashke sovino yayin v'nishke v'imoy v'nichye me'ovino zora nachaye me'ovino zora. The Benois Loit, they thought the world was coming to an end, and they thought the whole world, after the stone was destroyed, they thought everything was all over, and they therefore wanted to at least to propagate the world, humankind, mankind. And Memela, they said, we'll sleep with our father, and each one will be able to have children with our father, he being the only male that was, in their estimation, was left. So the Ralbag says the Toelis is Bemidois. There's a Mida to be learned here. Who? Sheroi Shenishpoit Binyone Hapuulois or Anoishios, the Fi Hakavona Bohem. It's appropriate to judge human actions according to the kavona, to the intent that the people who do these actions have when they perform the actions. Loi lefi inyonam ba'atzmom. Not to judge lefi the action itself. The action itself may be terrible, but the kavona may be positive, may be worthy, and memela, he says, we should judge the action according to the kavona. That doesn't mean we should act with a good kavona, with a bad action. That doesn't mean to justify doing something wrong. But in terms of being judging the person who did it and what was done and how serious it was, how severe, is it worthy of reward, is it worthy of punishment, is an element there of judging an action, kefi, the kavona that was implanted in it, that was motivating it, that was behind it, as opposed to the leilafi in yonim ba'atzmam. Very strange, it sounds like, but this way, haloi tira. They did a terrible thing. It was a disgusting thing that they did. However, their kavona was good. They thought that they were mamish, continuing the civilization. The world was created for Sheves. They're going to be mekayim this now. We find that they were helped from Hashem to succeed. They became pregnant. They gave birth to children. V'zochu elu, and they were zoiche, sheyetsu mehem hashtei umois elu shemolu ha'oretz be'es matan Torah. They were two umois that basically filled the world b'shas matan Torah. They were zoiche to be the parents of these two umois. V'hinei herich b'nyonei zeh ha'sipur l'roiv ha'to'eles ha'magia mimenu. And the Torah was marich in this sipur for the benefit that we get from understanding, from learning, I guess, from learning this lesson. So what's the lesson over here? The pshat is they were rewarded, the Ralbag says, for what? They were rewarded, they were helped, they succeeded, they didn't have to succeed, they didn't have to become pregnant, they succeeded, and they didn't have to come to a full term, and it didn't have to be living and growing and then further expanding into a whole nation, but they were rewarded. The two things, they were rewarded, he says, and there was zeiche to have these two big umos. They, at the time of Matan Torah, they populated the world. So this, he says, is the way they should be judged. Now, the action was certainly not justified. That's poshut. But the pshat is that even though what they did was a terrible thing, but not only, I would say, okay, they did a terrible thing, they did kavona, so it should mitigate it. That's what I would have thought. It should mitigate it. You know, you did something terrible, you really should be punished, and it's such a dover maguna, and no, not only were they not punished for it, but he says they were They had a siyata dishmaya because of their kavona, and they had and they were zeiche because of it to great accomplishments of these two great nations. So I think there's a perspective here that sometimes that, you know, we look and we see people do things wrong. And, you know, wrong is wrong. And there's never a justification to do something that's wrong or a pu'ula hameguna in order because, well, I mean, I have good kavona. But in terms of judging the person, there's two things. There's the hachlota to do it, that's, there's no justification. Kavona could be wonderful, but kavona could be ritsuya, but the maisa remains maguna. But in terms of judging, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges them, he helped them and he rewarded them because the act was done with a certain sincerity of kavona. Sometimes we tend, in judging people, not to look at the sincerity of the kavona because we're so overwhelmed by the ugliness of the act. And it seems from here that the Hashkofas HaTorah is that although an act is a terrible act, it's a poil hamaguna, maguna could be the worst of the worst. It's so low, it's so disgusting, and how could you do such a thing? But when a person has a good kavona, then we have to look at them in a positive way. And I think that sometimes we tend to make judgments based on the severity of the act and how the act is forbidden and the kavona that you have will not enhance the act or permit the act in any way whatsoever. Mitzad sheni, after the fact, it seems from here that we're mechuyev to look at it completely different. The kavona toivo here was rewarded, was helped, and was rewarded because even though the act was so terrible, they had this kavona. I think it's something that in judging people, in interacting with people, that we have to take more into consideration, you know, the thoughts that they have, even though sometimes it seems to us what they're doing is so, so terrible. And it's not the time to be marich, but there are so many examples of this in our daily existence where we see someone doing something terrible. And if we'll stop to think, you know, it is, it's terrible. There's no justification whatsoever. Oh, but the maisa, they meant well. They made a miscalculation, but their intention was good. They wanted to accomplish something. And there's so much mokum to judge lekaf schus and to forgive and I mean, I don't know if we can go so far, and to help them in a result, not help them in the act, and to reward them. I don't know if vivite that goes, how far that goes for us, but the concept I think is very significant. That's on one side. Then the Torah describes that all of the hachnos asorchim and the activities of Avraham Avinu, vayoratz likrosu mipesach ha'oil v'yishtachu arutzo, and he said nomos sosichem beinecho, and then he treated them so well and he served them so well, and then he went and he was malava them v'avraham hoylichimom l'shalchom, and then at the end he brings the pasuk hinei noho alti ledaber el Hashem v'anochi ofer v'efer. Here he's talking to Hashem and being mispalel for Sodom, and he says, I'm speaking, who am I? I'm ofer v'efer. I'm dust and ashes. So he says the Toelis is bemidos, v'hu ho anova. This is teaching us the mida of anova, humility. V'ze sheroi le'odom lehisnaig kemidas ho anova, bemidas ho anova. A person should act with midas ho anova. Act with midas ho anova. Ki b'ze me ha-toelis b'tikun ha-kibbutz ha-medini ma shelo ya'alim. If he doesn't hide or cover these actions, then he's going to be accomplishing the toelis will be tikkun hakibbutz hamedini. Society will function better. There's an onov. He conducts himself with anova. He deals well with people. He interacts well with people. There's a social acceptance. There's a camaraderie. It creates a society of well living, well meaning, pleasant. Tikkun hakibbutz hamedini. He is being misaken the human society. V'haloi tira Avraham Avinu im goydel malosoi. He's such a great man. Rots likras elu. He ran to these people. Anoshim haboy melov. Take it for oisoi. As soon as he saw them, he ran to them. forget that 3 days after the Bris Milah, and it was Hashem was mitzi chama min artiko, because it was so weak. V'shtachvel him, he bows down to them. V'kora atzmai eved, he calls them, he's an eved to them. V'kora kulam adonim, he calls them his masters. V'holach imom l'shalchom v'hiporda me'imo, and then he ran and was malava them when they were leaving. V'lozet tireh, and you see shehigia me. And me anovas from the anova, me envas maybe Avram from his anova, shehim shil atzmo, he compared himself to offer the efer, to dust and to ashes, b'omru v'noichi offer the efer. So, he seems to say over here that what's the midah? A person should conduct himself with midah so anova. Because that's the toelis in broadening, in strengthening, in making a more peaceful and a more appropriate actions and interactions and living amongst people. It sounds like that he's talking about the actions itself. The midas ha'anova was there, but he says a person has to act that way, because when you show that to others, that you're living with anova, that you're humble, I run after you, I call you my master, I take care of you, I'm your eved, I'm malava you, I'm the Avraham Avinu, old and sick and such a chosh of a person. So these are actions of anova which will create an appropriate atmosphere. But then he says, what happened? You see how far it went. That Avraham Avinu then reached a level where he says to Hashem, "Onoichi, oh shehigia this from this anova," that he was mashpil himself, and he says, "Onoichi offer ve'efer." So it sounds like the actions were done for the purpose of te'eles kibbutz hamadini. These actions, he was an onov. And he expressed his anova, he showed his anova, he acted with his anova in order to create a more positive society, a more positive interaction and relationship with these people. And that's what creates this better society that we live in. But that act, which be'etzem was empty in terms of achieving anova, because his actions were not to inculcate in himself. It wasn't like chinuch hamusar, that I'm doing acts now of anova in order to achieve greater anova. I'm doing acts now, he says, why am I doing it? What's the point? This is the toelis, is tikkun hakibbutz hamadini. This is the lesson in midos. Act with anova in order to accomplish a unification or an improvement of the social relationship of the society. But that act, which is not necessarily focused on achieving greater anova, led him to such a high level of anova where he says, "Onoichi ofer ve'efer," where he reached that level where he looked at himself. He wasn't fooling around when he talks to Hashem. He looked at himself as dust and ashes and the epitome of anova. If that's the case, so we see that the koyach of chinuch hamusar, the koyach of doing actions, even if those actions are not fully implanted with the intent to grow in the area that those actions are focused on, like I do actions of anova, so but my intention is really something else. My intention is not to strengthen my anova. My intention is to act this way because this is what improves the society. But since that act is an act of anova, it can have the hashpo on a person to elevate him to the level that now, at the end of the day, he reaches a level where he says, "V'onoichi ofer ve'efer," which really means that chinuch hamusa is so powerful. Now, the chinuch hamusa in terms of doing actions is so powerful that even if a person feels, well, I'm not really holding by this level, and I'm not so focused on the growth, and I'm doing this chesed, but I'm not really, I'm doing chesed because I want to grow in the midas ha-chesed, and I want to make myself a bigger bal chesed, I'm working on myself, but lemaisa, the actions themselves, even without the kavona of bringing that growth, seem to have that ultimate power, because the actions themselves, because they are an act of anova, because they are an act of chesed, because they are an act of emes, because they are an act of rachamim, have the power to elevate the person, even if he isn't so totally focused on that goal. Which means that actions can be very, very powerful even when they're lacking the full intent of what it's supposed to accomplish. It can still accomplish the goal. So mitzad echod, actions are so powerful. Mitzad sheni, when we look at a person's actions and when those actions are inappropriate, but we see a positive kavona, we have to look at that as something positive as well. So actions are powerful even when they're not totally focused, and sometimes we have to take those powerful actions and look at the intent behind them and say that even though this act was so terrible, but since the kavona was ritzuya, so mamela, we have to judge that person accordingly.